everybody. This is Mark Felderman, and you're tuned to KIICRadio.com, stream number two, and KIIC Radio. I'm Mark Felderman. We're at Reynolds Field. I'm joined tonight by Scott Eddy. Scott, doing a nice job of volunteering to help me out tonight. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you bet. It's my first go-around with this, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, not completely. You've got a little radio experience, and when you're just a little bit more in your element.
Yeah, I've done a little wrestling before back in the day, but this will be the first time in football.
Great. We've got a big game tonight. It's the last game of the season for the Sheraton Chargers. They are playing. We are at home at senior night at Reynolds Field against the Fairfield Trojans. Fairfield comes into tonight's game with a record of 4 wins and 4 losses overall. This is a non-district game, and 3-3 in the district, and they're just waiting to see what happens in the rest of their district of whether or not they're going to be in the playoffs. They most likely will be in the playoffs, but they're kind of waiting to see what happens with some of the other games. The Sheraton Chargers come into this game with a record of 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. And in the conference, or rather in the district, Sheraton is 2 wins and 4 losses. Sheraton is out of the playoff picture. There's no way that they can get in. It's just one of those things that's not going to work. But this is a big night for the Chargers anyway, because it's senior night and a lot of people are here, a lot of people fired up, and it's a nice, cool, brisk night for football. Not a bad night to be inside the press box.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. I don't think I need my long johns on up here, so it's not too bad.
You know, the Sheraton-Fairfield rivalry goes back a long way. This is the 24th time that these two teams have faced off against each other, going all the way back to 1914 when Fairfield handed it to Sheraton 31-0 that year. Last year they played most recently in Fairfield, and Fairfield came away with the win 25-13. Last time Sheraton knocked off Fairfield was in 2005, and the score of that game was Sheraton 32 and Fairfield 6. Just to talk a little bit about some of the games that are going on tonight, of course we have Fairfield at Sheraton, and in that district, Keokuk at Fort Madison, which is a game of absolutely no significance whatsoever. Washington is going to try to stay on top of the district with a win at Centerville, and they are quite a bit better. This is one of those nights where they got to take care of business because they're quite a bit better team than Centerville.
Yeah, that's a big game for Fairfield, too, because I believe if Washington wins that game, that puts Fairfield in the playoffs.
That's what I'm thinking, too, because it'll give Centerville the next one down.
Yeah, they moved down to number 5, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's a big game. And last week, well, then it becomes a tie between Centerville and Fairfield, and it was last week Fairfield knocked off Centerville by a score of 46-31.
Yeah.
So that's a big game, and they'll be rooting for Washington in that one. Williamsburg at Mount Pleasant. Williamsburg currently in second place in that district as well, District 7. Here in District 8, the district games that are going on, Norwalk at Carlisle. And really, that's a pretty big game. That's number 3 at this point against number 4. And Winterset is at Pella. If Pella wins that game, Norwalk is pretty much in, no matter what. But if Winterset wins that game, then they have the possibility of moving up if Norwalk loses. And we beat them head-to-head, but they'd still be ahead of us on the record. So, no, they beat us head-to-head.
Yeah.
No, we beat them.
We beat Winterset.
We lost to Norwalk. Some of the other big games in the area tonight. We've got Bondurant-Farrar is at PCM. Clark is at Interstate 35. And Clark and Interstate, I had them somewhere here. Here we go. The I-35 Roadrunners, my wife's alma mater, still looking for their first win of the season. And Clark is still looking for their first win in the district. They did get one win early in the season. They're 1-8 overall. So somebody's going to win that one.
Yeah, they both need a win.
They both need a win is right. The who else do we have? Mormon Trail is at Ankeny Christian Academy. Murray's at Lamoni, and HLV Victor is at Wayne, and that's a big one because if Wayne cannot, and Wayne is hosting it, if Wayne can knock off HLV, then they will both be both be 6-1 in the district, and Corydon will have beaten Victor head to head. And the score that I just got from State Senator Amy Sinclair has early in the game, let me look at this, 6-0, Wayne up, now at the end of the first quarter. Just got a new one in from her. So, and they still have the, Wayne has the possession. So there you go. They are announcing the starting lineup up there, or it might be the seniors. What do you think? No, it's the starting lineup.
Yep.
So there you go. Tonight's game is brought to you by, want to help me out on this one? You start at the bottom, I'll start at the top. Bingham Construction.
Windstream.
CNC Cycle.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home.
Community First Credit Union.
M&A and Bob Talk and Meehan Store, Junction Highway 34 and 65.
They're in Lucas, yes. Hammer Medical.
Southbound Auto.
Hanson's Iowa Realty right there on the square.
Midwest Heritage Bank.
Belzer Equipment.
Barbed Wire and Lace.
Johnson Machine Works right here in Sheraton built this beautiful press box.
Yes, they did. Sheraton Nursing and Rehab.
Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
Northridge Living Center.
The Lucas County Health Center, our fine hospital that provides our trainer for this game. Joe Petty down there, I know you've worked with him quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, a lot of help.
They are. Great. That is sharp. Yep. Guy down there. He's really a big help.
Sheraton Hy-Vee.
Luke, let's see, Mac Hardware.
The Felderman family, Ben Franklin.
Atta baby. Motor Inn of Knoxville.
Danco Sporting Goods.
Piper's Grocery and Candy.
Waters Auto.
We've got Red Haw Realty.
And Smith Auto Body Shop.
And the First Baptist Church of Russell, Iowa.
Awesome.
Okay, so we got through the sponsors, and we do so appreciate our sponsors for tonight's game. They have the captains are out on the field right now. They are flipping the coin. They're talking it over anyway. The referees are talking about sportsmanship. Now they're moving them around. Let's see what's going to happen. It looks as though Sheraton won the toss. They are deferring to the second half, and Fairfield will receive, and they will be defending the north goal while Sheraton defends the south goal. That will be to our left is Fairfield, to our right is Sheraton for the first quarter. The wind is up pretty good, but it's more of a crosswind.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of out of the south-southwest, so probably be a little bit of a factor here in the game, and I think it's supposed to die down a little bit later on.
Sheraton, I think you're going to give Sheraton the nod when it comes to the passing game. They are, I mean, Christian has been very effective, and, of course, T.J. Hawkinson is the second leading receiver in the entire state. So that makes that kind of gives the nod to Sheraton in that particular way. Where do I have?
Yeah, it's good to see Sheraton change their offense a little bit this year and use their strengths to their advantage and throw the ball around quite a bit. They've been pretty fun to watch offensively this year.
Okay, Eddie Rodigan will kick off. This will be the fifth time this season that he's kicked off. He's in those five kicks, he's got about 150 yards altogether. So back for the Trojans. There you go. You can help me out. Number 7 is John Haney, and he takes the ball at the 15, drops it, gets back up, and he's going to get nailed, hit hard at the 20-yard line.
Quinn Storm,
the 5 spot, takes him down. Haney starts it out, and it's 1st and 10 for the Trojans in their black helmets, white jerseys, bright orange pants. Sheraton Chargers in their white helmets, red jerseys, and white pants and pink socks. That's kind of a kind of hard to miss, isn't it?
Yeah, they stand out pretty well to me.
Quarterback is Cameron Bauman. He's just a freshman. He takes a snap and goes back. He's a lefty, and he has a complete pass off to the far side. What number is that? Number
Derek
4?
Lang, running back.
Alex Cryle, the sophomore, with the reception. Lang brings him down, as you say, but it's a 5-yard gain on the completion to the left side. So it brings up a second down and 5. Ball's eye on the 25-yard line.
Fairfield's got that no-huddle offense going to be kind of interesting to defend.
On the counter play, they give it to number 7. That's John Haney, and he's real close to a first down. I think he's got it. Yep, first down for the Trojans. No score here early in the game, 11:20 left to play in the first quarter. We're just underway. You're tuned to KIICradio.com, stream number 2. Here's the snap. They hand off up the middle, and it's a nice run by the running back. I got to catch a number here. Ben Kinnunen with the stop along with Jacob Cohen, number 5. Going to have to look that one up.
Alex Christensen.
Oh, Alex Christensen is in the game tonight because Nick Jackson, their leading rusher, is out with an injured shoulder and hoping to make the playoffs. They're holding him out tonight. From the shotgun, Bauman takes the snap, back to pass. The lefty in and out of the hands of Vince Horace, the senior, brings up a 3rd down and 5. I know we have at least one listener in tonight. Dwayne Johnson has already, my regular voice of the Chargers up here, is in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, and he's already texted me that he's listening in.
Excellent.
So, Dwayne, do you smell what I'm cooking, Johnson? So, brings up a 3rd down and 5. Twins to the right, wide left. There's the snap. Back, one step back. Across the middle, and a beautiful job of breaking that one up.
Derek Lang
again.
Yep.
So it brings up a 4th down, and they'll be kicking this one away. John Haney is a regular punter for the Trojans. Let's see, 27 punts, just under 1,000 yards altogether, 36.6 average. Back to receive for the Chargers is Lang and Stephen McCurdy.
Yeah, they're set up on about the Sheraton 30-yard line. So,
right next to the pink ribbon, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Here's the kick, almost blocked, and it hits at the 40 and is going to bounce out of bounds at the 36-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers on the 36-yard line, so it'll be first chance for the Chargers to try to do something.
You bet. We'll see what this offense can do with the wind at their back here. I think that wind's still blowing pretty good out there. Might have an effect here early in the game. Definitely held that putt down a little bit.
It did. Big time. So, Tyler Nance centers the ball. Wide to the right is Moret. Wide to the left is
Hawkinson.
Back to pass on 1st down. Across the middle. He finds Kinnunen. And Christian Bankston finds Ben Kinnunen, the little cannon, takes it right across midfield to just to the 49-yard line into Fairfield territory. 1st down, Sheraton Chargers. 10:19 left to play here in the first quarter. No score. Sheraton's had one play and one 1st down. That's what I like to see. How important is that 1st down play?
Pretty big deal to put your offense in good shape for, you know, 2nd down or just getting another 1st down there makes it even better.
Giving the ball to North and South McCurdy. Stephen McCurdy takes it and picks up maybe 3 yards. Oh, they give him not a whole lot of a spot there. So instead of the 3-yard gain, it's a 1-yard gain to 2nd down and 9.
Interesting to see how Fairfield lines up against T.J. Hawkinson here, being a pretty tough receiver. And so far it looks like he's had single coverage. It'll be interesting to see if they try to get him the ball here. Now he's double covered on this play here.
You had to say it. Man in motion is Moret. They give it to him, and he sweeps around the left side. He takes it up to the 45-yard line, picks up about 3 yards on that. A long run for 3 yards. He ran a lot more than 3 yards.
Yep.
Like to see him maybe cut that in just a little bit sooner than that, but a good pursuit by the defense by Fairfield. Brings up a 3rd down, 6. The board says 3rd down and 45. 9 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. Bankston takes the snap, gives it off to McCurdy, takes to the right side. He's got the first down if they give them a good spot. And so first and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers as Stephen McCurdy picks up the six that he needs and probably gets seven.
Yeah, it was a nice block by Chase Altenhoffer there on the edge. And a nice block by the tight end, T.J. Hockenson, sealing off the edge there.
That's what I want. See, this is why I wanted you, because you see stuff like that. and you see how the defense sets up.
Well, I try.
Dwayne says, I smell what you're cooking. There you go. So, now, trips to the left, wide right. Banks it back to pass again, over the middle, and in and out of the hands of Derek Lang, second down and 10. It just went right through his hands.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. They're watching what Fairfield did two plays ago. They double-covered Hockenson with two guys straight on him, and kind of a weird way to double-team him. And then on that particular play, they were double-teaming Derek Lang, and Hockenson had the single coverage. So they're kind of mixing it up, trying to cover those two sophomores we have.
When you're looking at that from this side of the ball, can you see who they're going to cover? I mean, is that
– Yeah, usually it's pretty evident.
Bankston keeps it himself, and he's going to be dropped for a loss of about a yard. Yard and a half is going to bring up a third down now and 12, 11 and a half, 12. 8 minutes, 15 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. And so far, you know, the Sheraton has controlled the ball pretty well, but we'll have to hang in here and see if we can get a first down on this one. Okay. The holder didn't want to get up and move. So the kick is up. He's got plenty of leg. And that's good. And so 21-7 with 1:55 left to play in this first half. Sheraton with the lead of two touchdowns. Tonight's game brought to you by Belzer Equipment. By Johnson Machine Works. You know, I really appreciate Johnson Machine Works sponsoring the game because, I mean, like, I sponsor the game because I love the Chargers, but I also sponsor the game because it's good business sense. Johnson Machine Works doesn't really get anything out of it advertising on the game. You know, the average guy in Sheraton's not going to, you know, build a press box in the backyard or have a tunnel drill. And it's just, it's, Johnson Machine Works is always one of those great sponsors of all Sheraton athletics and just Sheraton in general, the Johnson family.
Yeah, I had really a chance to tour the facility a year ago, last spring, I guess, and teach a new engineering class. So I wanted to see what they did and you know, help kids prepare for hopefully get jobs out there. So I was very impressed with the plant and what they do.
John Haney is the kicker, and he boots this one. End over end, and it's taken at the 15-yard line by Dylan Sanders. He makes a nice move and takes it out past the 32, close to the 35. And it looks like everybody's having a hard time getting up there. Reed puts the hit on him and does a nice job in on that tackle as well as Narendra Martin. So nice. Nice job by Sheraton Chargers. Dylan Sanders bringing that one back.
Yeah, we'll see what Sheraton does here. The minute 47 to go.
That's the fifth time he's brought back one. He's got a 12-yard average, and that's about what he got on that one as well. Fake handoff, and now Christian to the right. He's got a man downfield, and it's Wang, and he makes the catch. He gets wrapped up at the 42-yard line. He stays in bounds, so the clock continues to go, but they stop the clock to move the chains.
Yeah, it was a nice-looking play. Derek had was pretty open there, and Christian did a nice job getting the ball.
Buck and a half to play here in the first half. The ball on the 42 to go for a score. Back to pass now. Christian looking to the right, and he overthrows TJ by just a little bit, but TJ was out of bounds. Once again, who do we got over there? John Haney with a nice job of playing the defense on the Chargers. But that stops the clock, brings up a second down and 10 with 1:21 left to play in the half. Sheraton up 21-7. Here comes little cheerleaders, I think, or a little drill team, one of them. coming out to do some extra cheering for us. That's always fun. Cool night. Everybody's bundled up in a big crowd. And when you have a big crowd, it's easier to keep warm because you're shoulder to shoulder. Back to pass. Looking, going down, and all, and as he was going down, Christian threw it, and it almost got picked off. That could have been bad.
Yeah, Christian's stepping up the pocket there, and if he could have just got another step, he had a lot of running room if he could have taken off running. But Fairfield D tackle grabbed him around the waist.
And we got a flag. What do we got going now? They're gonna call that a grounding call. On so the ball gets spotted back from where he threw, and then goes back 5 yards and a loss of the down.
Yeah, that's a big penalty.
So I was just thinking. Well, I don't think it was a great play, but it stopped the clock and all that, and now Kurt Smizer is asking, wait a minute. Do you want to explain where you're feeling the need to do that when this happens every week against us? But now, okay, so if it stands where it is, and it's going to, it's going to be a second down and 20, or third down and 22.
Yep.
Do you go for all the marbles and throw, or do you keep it on the ground and try to run out the clock? What do you do?
Well, Fairfield still has two timeouts. I think if you can pick up 10 yards and pin them deep, you know, I think that's at this point, you know, that's better than, you know, if you risk another sack here and have to punt, you know, inside your own 35, that'd be a bad deal.
That would be. Okay. So, Twins right, Twins left. Vance with the long count back to pass, looking to the right side, and Lang, Haney was covering Lang in front of him and just slowed down so that it ended up with Derek running up his back. And that, you know, that's a tough thing over there, because as you're the official back there, you're saying, okay, is he stopping, you know, the runner, or they don't get it on that one now. Oh, come on.
12 guys in the huddle here.
Yep.
Against Sheraton.
So, move them back another five. So, it's going to be fourth down and 27. They might have gotten away with it if TJ had run off the field. Just leave them in.
Yeah.
It's the same 5 yards, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, now fourth down and 27, and Charlie Palmer in. 15 yards back from that, if he can punt to a first down, that would be something.
Might be a shared first down.
There's the flag, and the ball down it to stop the clock, man.
I would assume that's going to be a roughing and not running into.
Which is an automatic first down, right?
It is.
Okay. So we got a roughing the kicker.
It's
a first down.
We're going to be on about the Fairfield 45 with about a minute five to go.
Does it go? Do they mark it off from the line of scrimmage or from the point of the?
Should be 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. So we go from the 40 to the Fairfield 45. So that gives us new life here at the minute five.
Now this is twice that. I mean, we were fourth down and 10, and they got the personal foul on the sideline, which gave Sheraton a new life, and now roughing the punter. They're going to hand off. No, Bankston.
Across the middle.
He's looking, and he out of bounds. Throws it out of bounds to Moret, and that was more. Loose Nugget just picked off.
Yeah, they were trying that same play again that they had run earlier to Lang coming across the middle. It looked like we had two receivers in the same spot, and things were kind of jumbled up there. It was a good decision by Christian.
So it brings up a second down and 10, ball on the 45. Sheraton breaks the huddle. Mann centers the ball from the pistol. McCurdy in the backfield with Bankston. Wide right, wide left. Guy jumped on the far side, but no. And they get it across the middle to Kinnunen, and that's enough for a first down.
on the 27-yard line.
Our score, 21-7, with 51 seconds left to play in the first half. Sheraton up by 2 touchdowns and on the move. They wind the clock. Twins right, Twins left. It's Hawkinson and Lang on this side, but now Lang now goes in motion to the far side. 3 off the left, but he's looking for Hawkinson. He falls down, makes the catch, and yet...
Wow, that was an unbelievable catch.
Hawkinson lost his feet underneath him.
He laid
on his butt, and his shoulders were out of bounds when he caught it.
But we won't see that.
But his shoulders were pretty clearly out of bounds.
It looked like your front here. That's... Caught a break there, I think.
32 seconds left. The clock has stopped, and
Fairfield takes a timeout. That's interesting.
I don't think I was running.
They were going to burn at least another 6 or 7 seconds. That's another play.
No, because after he caught it, it was out of
They had wound it. They had wound the clock. Yeah.
Okay, because for him to make the catch on his butt, he had to be in bounds. Okay, so
even though he was.
So, your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces with you, the best in the class for sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters Auto. Midwest Heritage Bank, try that again, Midwest Heritage Bank offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Tonight's game brought to you as well by Judge Ranch House in Lacona. Have you eaten up there? Have I asked you that?
I have not, no.
I hear it's incredible. I hear that
Where's
it
that
is
at?
Really good. It's right up there with, I'm pretty sure where the highways meet in Lacona.
Okay.
And it's...
No, I haven't been there. Now my wife's going to have a new idea. She's
Is she listening now?
Thanks, Mark. I don't know if she's probably not. She's probably tuning me out.
Did she ever listen to you? Okay, so now Sheraton back to pass. Bankston looking over the middle. Kinnaman.
Touchdown.
Makes the catch. Touchdown, Sheraton. Touchdown, Ben Kinnaman. Yummer. And that makes our score 27-7 with 24 seconds.
Yumbo!
Athletic Director Tim Millage coming in to give me a high five. Not only our athletic director, but the brother of the owner of our station where we're broadcasting.
I think he's up here doing some...
He's staying warm.
Yeah.
So, Eddie Rodigan in for the extra point. Last one was a nice kick. This one's down. It's up. I think he's got it. It is good. So our score is now 28-7, a 3-touchdown and 3-extra-point lead for the Sheraton Chargers with 24.7 ticks left on this one.
We'll go back to that fourth down at about 25 and on that roughing the punter there again, Mark. That's two of our touchdowns have come off big Fairfield miscues. And a good job of Sheraton kids by taking advantage of that, but a big difference in the game so far.
That is a big, big difference. And I'm not going to fault them that bad for going after the kick.
Yes.
The one where the sideline gets the flag for unsportsmanship when it's 4th and 10 is not forgivable.
No, that's
no. And I don't know who got it over there, but they need to be talked to.
Yeah.
Because that's just, I mean, that's...
Yeah, if they block this punt here at the end of the half and get the ball, in our territory, they're right back in the game at 21.
Yeah, 21-14, yeah. So huge shift. It's a really good point. Hey, if you're listening in tonight on stream number 2, shoot me a text at 641-203-5264. Here's the kick, and it's on the ground. It hits the lineman and pops up in the air. I think Fairfield got it. Yeah, Fairfield got it. But, boy, that had the potential. Number 52 came up with that one. That's Mason Ellis, the senior. Boy, he saved another possible problem. Although, 20 seconds left to play here. And now we got to stop Fairfield, ball on the 48. They've got 52 yards to go for a score.
One timeout.
And just one timeout. Which they used one on our drive.
Yep.
That one didn't make as much sense to me as, hey, he's going to air this one out down the far side, and he's got that play, and he gets pulled out of bounds after a flag on top of it.
Afterwards.
Think maybe a
horse collar, maybe, or a face mask.
I don't know. We'll see. So Aaron Kane stops him out of bounds. That was Alex Creel, and all the way down to where? About the 9, huh?
Yeah, then we're.
So we're going to go half the distance to the goal, no matter what the penalty is.
Yeah, it'll be first and goal on the 5 with 12.2 seconds.
Boy, that could be a change of events right there, huh?
Yeah. See if Fairfield can capitalize on a Sheraton mistake. We just talked about that a minute ago. Big mistakes have a big impact in this game.
Tonight's game being brought to you by Barbed Wire and Lace. Wonderful store right on Court Avenue. Ladies' clothing, very, very fashionable. Back to pass. He's looking across the middle. He's got it complete and in for the touchdown. Sophomore Alex Creel. And that turned out to be a really big play. And so that's going to make it 13-28. And I want to pronounce the guy's name correctly again. Federico Ferreri, the junior, comes in to try the extra point. Last time he had plenty of leg on it. In fact, the young man setting up to catch the ball for the referees is way back on the track, and he's got to go back. It's over his head, and that ball lands on the track.
Fairfield has always had a good kicker. They've always had a kid that can kick the ball. I know. Back to when I was coaching, they always had a kid that can kick.
So, just like that in 15 seconds, right? 15, wasn't it 21 seconds left in the game?
I believe so.
And in 15 seconds, they put 7 points up on the scoreboard. So our score, with 6 seconds left to play, 6.6 seconds, 28-14, a 14-point lead for the Sheraton Chargers over Fairfield. But Fairfield coming back with a nice job of bringing it back here. Told me I had a message, but there is no message. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. By Donovan, you remember that song?
Nope. It's a little bit older than me, I think.
Oh, you're killing me, man. And this time it's onside kick, and it's Ben Barrett right in the face mask, and he falls on it, so that's a good thing. And it'll be Sheraton's ball with 3 seconds left to play. The ball is marked on the 43. Now, surely this one you take a knee. What do you think? Are you going to go for it?
Well,
you're going to hand off.
Hawkinson's the second leading receiver in the state. It's tempting, isn't it?
This
is where it's hard to coach because, you know, you got a kid that's 6'5", and
you got a weapon.
He's 10 seconds away from being in the end zone. But
if I'm these guys, I am backing up.
Yeah, they got double coverage here. Safety over the top on Hawkinson.
Hand off to McCurdy. He takes it across the right side. He's still on his feet. He's got a first down and more, but the clock runs out as he takes it down to the 40-yard line. A nice 15, 16, 17-yard gain by Stephen McCurdy that'll end the first half of play. And at the end of our first half, our score, the Sheraton Chargers 28, the Trojans of Fairfield 14. Tonight's game brought to you by Bingham Construction. Give Roger a call if you have any project around carpentry that you need done, big or small. Bingham Construction, CNC Cycle. They're on Highway 34.
Yep.
I almost said 14, wrong highway. Highway 34, and as you said, Harley Davidson's, Kawasaki's, you name it, they've got it out there. Polaris. Both the jet skis and the four-wheelers.
Yep.
But Lee, stay off the four-wheelers.
Yeah, Lee needs to stay away from CNC. He might be needing to make a trip out there.
Yeah, because he might be needing a new one.
Yeah, so I purchased my last three machines out there at CNC, and I enjoy doing. Being able to do business in a small town with a big warehouse and a big company, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, Bob just has built a great great program out there. I was in his office one time a couple of years ago, just visiting with him, and most approachable guy in the whole wide world. And the phone rang, and he answered it, and it was somebody in the Netherlands, I think it was, ordering either Belgium or the Netherlands, ordering four wheelers to be shipped to the Netherlands. How wild is that? That's pretty fun. Game's also being brought to you by Hammer Medical, Community First Credit Union. Karen Wilker, down there on the west side, Business 34. Boy, that's a beautiful facility.
Yeah,
it is really, really nice. That's a good care of you there. I have an account at First Community First Credit Union. Hammer Medical, Hanson's Iowa Realty, Belzer Equipment, Johnson Machine Works, Jed Ranch House, Lucas County Health Center, and Mac Hardware.
Free lunch again tomorrow, right, Mark?
Right, free lunch tomorrow. Motor Inn of Knoxville, Piper's Grocery and Candy, Red Hall Realty, Smith Body Shop, Water Auto, Danco Sporting Goods, Felderman Family, Ben Franklin, First Baptist Church of Russell, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Northridge Living Center, Sheraton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, Broadwater and Lace, Midwest Heritage Bank, Southtown Auto, Ma and Pa Convenience Store at the junctions of Highway 34 and 65 in Lucas, Pierce Bacher Funeral Home, and Windstream. And I'd also like to give a shout-out. I have it written down here exactly how I want to say this. Well, not exactly how I want to say it. But we really want to thank the Sheraton Ford had their drive for your school again this year. It's been third year, I think.
Second or third year
that they've done that, where people could come to Sheraton Ford, actually come to the high school, and Sheraton Ford has all their new vehicles out there, and you can take it for a test drive. And if you take it for a test drive, you ended up getting a $50 donation to Sheraton High School, and $6,000.
Yeah, it was
$6,000.
Yeah, it was kind of a neat event. I know. You know, as coaches, we were up there helping, giving the test drives, and it was kind of fun getting to drive around the new vehicles and ride around in them, and there's a lot of people who enjoyed that. So
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Last year I took one of the big pickups out, and I mean, boy, you sit up high in those new Ford pickups, and that was great. And this year I took a Taurus, and I can't believe the advances in just a couple of year models of everything that they have. It's really incredible. Over in the third quarter in Eddyville, we have Albia 20 and Eddyville nothing. And down in Cordon, HLV Victor has tied the game at 14 with the Falcons of Wayne and Cordon. So we're rooting for, at least I'm rooting for the Cordon Wayne Falcons. Thanks to Amy Sinclair for texting us that one. I appreciate that. Well, I'm Mark Feldman along with
Scott Eddy.
Yeah, I knew you knew what it was. It's halftime here at Reynolds Field, and Sheraton is up 28-14. The band is on the field, and we're going to take a little break. Come back in about 10 minutes to hear the second half of this ball game, or if it's on Saturday morning, you're listening to it on the radio, we'll be back like in 30 seconds. So keep it tuned right here to KIICRadio.com, stream number 2, and KIIC Radio, Thunder Country. All the scores, one station. We'll be back. Back at Reynolds Field, I'm Mark Feldman along with
Scott Eddy.
Halftime score, Sheraton 28 and Fairfield 14, a 2-touchdown lead for the Chargers. The band out here right in front of us has just done a really nice job on their halftime. The drum line especially, really awesome. But and that one kid on the euphonium, that kid's awesome.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool looking kid. Interesting to know who his dad is.
Yeah. You know, all my kids have so much musical ability that sometimes I wonder who the dad is. I'm not even good at listening. let alone playing something. Both teams are out on the field stretching out, and they put the 3 minutes on the halftime up. Sheraton will be receiving in the second half, and I don't know if they're – I don't know which end they'll be receiving from. Look out at the flag, and it's almost exactly what it was earlier.
Yeah, it hasn't changed much, has it?
No.
Southwind pretty brisk.
Shout out to Mr. Casca of the Midwest Heritage Bank. That is
doing a great job of keeping stats up here.
Yeah, he's awesome, you know, and apparently doesn't like it if I butcher the name of his business, but okay.
Your interest rate just went up 3%.
It did, yeah.
He's already got mine high enough, so I don't have to worry about it.
talking about economic shocks in economics this last couple of days, and it's one of the ways that you can try to shock the economy one way or another is to raise or lower the interest rates. And so, you know, Ms. Kessie, you have a huge influence on the local economy one way or another. It is kind of interesting to note, though, we're talking about, and you can talk about your class if you want, but we've been talking about Okun's Law, which is for every percent higher unemployment than what the natural average should be, which is 4.6 in the United States, you're looking at a 2% loss in GDP. And we figured it out today that it's, I mean, our GDP loss right now each year is about $600 billion.
Wow.
Which translates down to
it's a little less than what I make.
But it translates into a huge loss in tax revenue.
Oh, sure it does.
You know, and
yeah,
you build a lot of tennis courts for that kind of money.
That's very true.
So anyway, Sheraton will be receiving back to receive as Drake Lang on the near side. On the far side is Dylan Sanders, and up the gut is North and South McCurdy, Stephen McCurdy, and Jonathan Haney, who we've been calling all night for Fairfield, called that name more than any other, is looking to kick off for Fairfield. And we're set up the exact same way we set up the game, with Fairfield defending the north goal and Sheraton defending the south goal here in the third quarter. Oskaloosa 6, Knoxville 0 in the third quarter. Kind of expected maybe a little wider range on that one.
You know, Knoxville struggled this year, but they've competed with a lot of teams.
They have, and you're right. I mean, they've been in – I don't think they've had hardly any games that they've really been out of it. Long end-over-end kick taken by Lang at the 25. He's at the 30, the 35, cuts it back the other way, and he's still on his feet and finally gets buried.
They get a block in the back there on about the 35-yard line.
Oh, is there a flag? I didn't see it.
Yep.
The ball is marked at about the 41, but the referees will talk it over, and I didn't see the block in the back, but Mr. Eddie did, and so it's going to be bringing it back. Is that a 15?
I believe it's a 10. Okay. There were two penalties. They had a hole and a block in the back.
Oh, man.
Going to start at about the 26.
And we have refreshments in the press box brought to you by Sheraton Middle School and their fine principal, Andrew J. Foose.
Really?
So, first and 10, balls now spotted on the 26-yard line. Long snap. Handed off to McCurdy. Cuts it up the field. Picks up two, maybe three. We'll see where the spot is. They signal in the play brought in by FedEx, by Ben Moret. He'll bring it in. They huddle. The line breaks the huddle. Evan Havoc, Trevin Nance, Tyler Nance, Alec One-Hit Wonder, Reynolds, and Chase Altenhofen. Now Christian Bankson keeps it himself. He's going to air it out to Derek Lang, who does not make the catch. And it would have been about a 20-yard gain had he been able to hold on to that one. Derek having a little trouble tonight. hands must be cold.
Yeah, that's a couple drops he's had tonight.
So, third down now and nine. Ball still on 27. 11-11 on the clock. That's the second time it stopped in 11-11.
Really?
I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
You go ahead and take it for a second. Do whatever you want.
All right. It'll be third and nine here for Sheraton. Twins, double twins here. Hawkinson coming in motion to the left. Thanks to back to pass. Looking on the right side for Quinn Storm, throwing wide. It's going to bring up fourth down.
Ben Moret.
Was it Moret?
Yep. Okay. Ben Moret laid himself out to try to get that one. That time the pass was a little bit behind him. Fourth down and nine. Surely Palmer will be coming in on this one. This time T.J. Hawkinson does not stand. He comes on off beforehand. Palmer is into punt. He is standing right on the 10-yard line.
Bad snap,
and he's going to pick it up. Is he still going to? He gets it away. Wow. And it's a good kick all the way down, hits at the 50, the 40, the 35.
Got a 15-yard bounce. And
he was way, way, way back there. And when you get a bad snap like that and you got to run with it, you're now open game. You know, they can rough you all they want,
yeah.
And he's able to do that. That's a great kick.
Yeah, I think it was netted about 40, 45 yards. That was a good job of Charlie getting rid of that.
That's a latitudinal second and a half.
Yeah.
Hand off up the middle to Christensen. Allie Christensen gets stopped after about an 8-yard gain. I mean, I know you know this. Between each degree is 60 minutes, and between each minute is 60 seconds, it comes to about 37 yards a second.
Okay.
When one you're those, going north and south.
One of those very useful pieces of information to know, right?
Hey, geography, man. They're handoff up the middle again, and this time stop Ben Kinnunen and Brad Kretzinger, wrap him up along with, I think, Tyler Nance. Nice job on the defense there for the Sheraton Chargers.
Be about third and five.
Was Bottom out there on that one? Did I see the number wrong?
I think you saw the number wrong.
Okay. So, third down and five, back to pass over everybody's head. He was looking for Vince Horace, but it's over everybody's head. Nice job of T.J. Hawkinson over there on the defense. Covering him that way. I think TJ's having just an outstanding job. I didn't write it down. I think he scored three of the four touchdowns for the Sheraton Chargers. Ben Kinnunen with the fourth. The little cannon. And so in to punt is John Haney. Oh, I think Sheraton's setting up for a return. Yep, rather than a no rush at all. Another low squib punt, but it takes a roll, and it's going to be down at the 26-yard line.
About where we started last time, I think, isn't it, Mark?
It's where they started, but certainly not where Charlie punted from. So a pretty good net gain in the exchange for the Sheraton Chargers on that. First down and 10, Sheraton up by two touchdowns, 28-14, 9:45 left to play. Tonight's game being brought to you by Sheraton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center on the north side of Sheraton, right next to the hospital. Fine facility. Really glad that we have so many good medical facilities here in Sheraton.
Yep.
It's really awesome. Man in motion is Moret. Fake the handoff to him, and Bengtson keeps himself, goes around the right side. He's going to pick up 9 and real close to 10. We'll see where it gets marked. I think he's got the first. What do you think?
He's awfully close.
The line judge on this side, or the side
the
judge.
Chains.
Move those chains. So first and 10.
Yep. About the 37-yard line.
You know what we got on the far side over there, don't you?
That's okay.
Those are chains you can believe in. Nobody else thought that was funny. Okay, 9.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Sheraton up. Handoff, though. Nope. That was a handoff to McCurdy, but Bankston keeps himself and is dropped for about a three-yard loss. Did you like that joke? I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, it was great,
okay.
Mark. Great.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Ooh, drops him for five.
Yeah, big loss.
Second down and 15.
They've been running that counterplay to Lang, and they tried running the quarterback keeper off that. And Fairfield defensive end did a really good job that time of staying home and making the play.
You do a great job of seeing that kind of thing right there. Now, see this kid walking through the middle there?
Yeah.
No coat. What's he thinking of?
Yeah, you could buy him at Franklin. That's Mike.
Almost picked off. A screen pass up to the right side, and it was almost picked off, and that would have been a pick six had he been able to do it. There he's getting his coat on. Once again, that kid would be my kid. So, he's got one of those nice Ben Franklin leather jackets.
I see that.
You know, I don't know why he's taking his time getting dressed there. He likes to show off those guns in the weight room every morning.
Yep.
We got a lot of real dedicated athletes here at Sheraton. And, this time the ball is taken up the middle. I think, was that Christian again carried it?
Yeah, it almost looked like a broken play, Mark. It was the same play they had just run, and I don't know what really happened there. I don't think they were going to run that keeper again, but that's kind of what it turned out to be.
So it brings up a fourth down and 15. Ball on the 31. We're going to have to punt it away, and so far it's been three and out, and now three and out again. Hey, how about this one? Knoxville 6, Oski 6.
Yeah, that really doesn't surprise me.
Another bad snap, and he's going to be in trouble. Palmer picks it up, and he's going to be sacked back at the 20-yard line, and that's the second time in a row that the snap didn't get anywhere near the punter. So, Fairfield is going to be in a position where they're going to have it nice. The ball's right on the 20-yard line. 8 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Down by 14 points, but they have the ball. And they have a good field position.
Yeah, this is a big stop here for the Sheraton defense.
Thanks to Jim Frank for keeping us updated on these scores. Man in motion now. They hand it off to him. That's Reed, and he's going to get wrapped up after about a four-yard gain, I'd say. Now 5 yards. They're going to mark him right on the 15. So, second down and 5, ball on the 15. Clock keeps running. Not that that really matters here in the third quarter. 5 seconds in the third quarter isn't near as vital as 5 seconds in the fourth quarter. Back to pass. The lefty almost gets picked off again. Quinn Storm put his hand on it and knocked it away and nearly had a interception.
Yeah, and it's a good thing he got a hand on it because if that ball would have got by him, I think it was going to be 6 points for Fairfield.
I think you're right. Third down and 5. Let me look at – they have a field goal. Federico Ferrari has attempted 8 field goals. He's made 4 of them, so he's 50%. Back to pass, looking to the opposite side this time, and it's complete. Brad Kretzinger puts him down. Is that Shearer? It is. Alex Shearer comes up with a nice play.
First down.
Ooh, first down inside the 10, huh? Where is he down to? About the 9.
Yep.
So first and 10 for Fairfield. What I was just going to say was that we are well within Ferretti's range. Back to pass again. This one nowhere near the receiver. He's just throwing it away from keeping it picked off. Let me look here. The longest is a 36. And if the ball's on the 9, take it back 5 yards, right?
Yeah, about basically 14. Had 17.
Okay.
Had 17 yards with the snap and the, you know, depending on where they hold it. But usually it's about 17.
The snap and the out of the end zone?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, brings up a second down and goal ball on the 9. And they run it up the middle, and they get a little bit, but not a whole lot, maybe spotted at the 7 or the 8.
Fairfield's had their most success down here tonight on that quick slant, Mark. We'll see if they come back to that here.
They have, and it's been a nice play for them.
You surely think it's four down territory here. We're going to see that quick slant one of the two times here.
It might be, but when you got a kicker like that, you know, do you put the points on the board? We'll see. When you're down by 14, though, but it's early in the. I mean, we're back to this idea of, you know, coaching. And you have contradictions when you have weapons, but it doesn't matter because the pass is up the middle and it is caught complete to John Haney, and he takes it in for a score. So,
yeah, that's a tough play to defend. That's a drag all the way across by that inside slot guy, and if you give the quarterback enough time to throw that ball, that's a pretty hard play for the linebackers to pick him up coming across there.
So here we are again, Scott, talking about mistakes, and we've had four mistakes made in this game that have ended up with the opponent scoring. So.
Yeah, both teams put together one really nice drive, and then other than that, it's been capitalization off mistakes.
And the extra point is good, and so we're down to a one-touchdown lead for the Sheraton Chargers with 6:16 left to play, 28-21. I'm Mark Felderman, along with
Scott Eddy.
You're listening to KIICradio.com. Stream to all the scores on one station. Tonight's game brought to you by Piersbacher Funeral Home and by Windstream. By Southtown Auto and Ma and Pa Convenience Store in Lucas. Feel free to jump in.
You bet. Smith Auto Body Shop. I don't think we've called on them for a while. So
they do a really nice job.
Run a nice business there in town, yep.
By Pipers.
And they're going to be really busy here coming up, the Smith Auto Body Shop. It's getting that time of the year where there's a lot of deer on the road.
Where they're all moving. And
coming into the game tonight, I had to slam on our brakes several times.
Did you really?
So, yeah, they're all over right now, so be careful out there.
And is it this weekend that next weekend that we change the clock?
It's got to be coming up.
Yeah, I think it's next weekend. So it'll be dark that much earlier. And the ball is scooted along the ground, picked up by Ben Moret at the 36-yard line. He takes it ahead to about the 43-yard line. So it was an onside kick, or squib kick anyway, popped up in the air pretty good. And Ben Moret has touched the ball a lot tonight, a lot more than what he has in the past. So the senior getting a lot of play in here. First and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers. Ball on the 43. First down will be down to the 47 in Sheraton territory. Man in motion is Lang. He gets it on that counter play, cuts back, and he's going to get knocked down with about a one-yard loss. I think it's going to bring up a second down. 6 minutes even to play here in the third quarter. They give him a little bit of a gain of maybe a foot. Second down and 10.
Yeah, Fairfield didn't have anybody covering on our slot guy there on the inside on this side, Mark. It'd be interesting to see if sure coaches saw that. And now they got TJ in that spot. I think they might have saw that. They're trying to exploit it here. But now he's covered up.
Twins right, twins left. Pass off to the far side, and I believe incomplete.
Yep. No, they're calling it a catch.
Yay! Ben Moret makes a nice.
No, they're not. Okay.
Okay. You got my hopes up.
Yeah, I looked incomplete from here, but I thought they were going to spot it up there.
Well, with 9 minutes left to play in the game down in Corydon, it's all tied up, 30-30.
Wow.
They're gonna make that quite a game for the district championship in eight-man football. Third down and 10. Back to pass. Christian Bankston. He's going to air this one out. He's looking for Hawkinson. And Haney almost picks that one off. Nice job on the defense there. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 10. We want
majority of Fairfield's skill kids are younger, you know, with their quarterback being a freshman and the Haney kid, and they got a couple sophomores that are contributing a lot. They're a lot of seniors playing on the line, but they got a lot of skill kids coming back next year.
They do. I believe Haney's a senior.
He is?
Yeah, I think so. You can double check that.
You're right, he is.
So, back in punt, looking for a good snap here. It is a high snap, but...
Oh, we got it.
But, again, running into a
look at
roughing
that.
And a great punt all the way down by Charlie Palmer, but this one is going to be, well, there's going to be a run. Nope, it is a roughing the kicker, roughing the punter. So on a fourth down and 10, it's going to be another first down.
Yeah, and wow. Twice tonight the Chargers have been able to capitalize on those mistakes. And, hopefully we can do it again here.
Hold on for a second. I want to look at something here.
Yep, we're going to be first and 10 Sheraton across midfield. We're going to be about the Fairfield 43 with 5:14 to go here. Third quarter, Sheraton up 28-21. Big penalty. Fairfield had an opportunity to get right back in there and tie the game up.
Although it was a beautiful punt.
It was.
Anyway, I mean,
it really was.
Had him pinned way back down in. Now handoff goes to McCurdy, and he takes it hard up the middle, but he gets met. Really hard. Nice job there by number 59 on the defense. That was number 59.
Micah Harris.
Another senior.
Yep.
And he just did it. I mean, he kind of reminded me. You ever watch the highlights of the state fair when you got the two locomotives running into each other? That's what it looked like.
Yep.
And man in motion now. And no, keeps it himself and he takes it up the middle and gets pushed back. That's Steven. It's Christian Bankston. And, you know, Christian does a nice job on that, but every time he carries the ball, I cringe. And not because I'm worried about him dropping it, but after that concussion early in the season. So, as we were saying earlier, Coach Sandy injured in a three-wheeler accident earlier this week. He's in the hospital up in Des Moines, and our prayers and thoughts go out to him. Do you happen to know how much longer he's going to be in? Or
I
know that's not your decision, but
yeah.
Hand off to McCurdy up the middle, and he gets met at the line of scrimmage and pushed back.
Yeah, I've been up to see him twice this weekend. He's doing a lot better than he was earlier in the week, but he'd say he's going to be in there a few more days. He's has some broken ribs, and he's pretty serious condition, but getting better. He's in a good place up there at Mercy, and you know, we, like Mark said, our thoughts and prayers with him and his family this week.
So fourth down and 6 yards to go, a long six or a short seven. Sheraton's going to go forward, up by one touchdown, 28-21. Back to pass, across the middle, and he's got Hawkinson. And knocked out of bounds after a first down all the way down to the 20-yard line. So a pickup of about 22 yards, 23 yards on that one. So going to T.J. Hawkinson again. And T.J.'s not hurting his chances of leading the state tonight. He's made several really nice catches for a whole lot of yards.
Yeah, and a big interception return, too.
Edward Rodigan warming up that leg on the sideline. Hand off up the middle to Ben Kinnanen. The little cannon takes it to the 15-yard line, a pickup of five. So 3 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Sheraton up 28-21 over the Fairfield Trojans.
Yeah, this drive beat a lot of clock, which is a good thing, trying to build on that lead here.
Put it in the end zone, but also eat up that whole
second
half of the third quarter. Here's the long count. And now they move Kinnan into the other side of the quarterback, gives it to Stephen McCurdy, and he gets wrapped up.
A tough run for him tonight up the middle.
Now, you know that I'm a big Cyclone fan, and you're a big Hawkeye fan.
Yep.
All right? You might be interested in this. The Big Ten Network will debut its documentary featuring the 1985 Iowa football team, looking at the greatest teams in league history with a one-hour special tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Awesome.
On the Big Ten Network.
Awesome.
Man, that was a good team.
Yeah.
They won the Rose Bowl. And
yep. Yeah, that's about the first Iowa team I remember.
Yeah. The whistles all over the place and dropping the laundry. So probably against Sheraton, illegal procedure. So third down and six becomes third down and 11. They're going to be interviewing former Iowa Hawkeye head coach Hayden Fry, kicker Rob Howland, who just had an awesome season that season, and longtime Iowa fans from the iconic Hamburg Inn number 2 there in Iowa City. It's also going to air at 4:30, so back-to-back, and also at 8 o'clock, and again on Sunday at 6 p.m. Here is the snap, handoff to Kinnunen. He gets wrapped up, and all of a sudden, Fairfield's taking this game seriously. Minute and a half left to play here in the third quarter, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and still 10. Ball on the 21-yard line.
Looks like Sheraton's going to go for it here. Definitely out of field goal range here. We're looking at a 37-yard field goal, so this is where it'd be kind of nice to have a kicker with a little stronger leg.
I think in 85, Iowa went to the Rose Bowl but did not win that game.
Right.
Back to pass is Bankston, and he's going to get buried for a 5-yard loss, so the ball will go over on downs to Fairfield, and so Sheraton was not able to capitalize with the touchdown on that, but they did drive the ball down the field. Although not any farther than what Charlie's punt was.
Yeah.
But that was a great punt.
Yeah, but we had a lot of clock in the meantime.
You're right. You are right. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. Sheraton up by a touchdown, 28-21. Fairfield has the ball. Cody Kraft breaks the huddle and centers the ball. Sheraton Chargers knows guard Jacob Cohen right up on the line as well. They hand off up the middle, and it picks up, but I can't see where the ball was.
Looks like you got about six, Mark.
I couldn't even see
who
it was. That
second five.
The offensive line of the Trojans has really stepped up here. Now they hand off up the middle again to Dye, and he carries the ball well and picks up one. So that brings up a third down about four. They like to run up right behind Dylan Carson and Mason Ellis right up the middle, a junior and a senior. T.J. Hawkinson runs off the field as that's the end of the third quarter of play. Our score, with one quarter left to play and just a honey of a football game, 28-21, Sheraton with a 7-point lead, in spite of the fact that really for both these teams, the game doesn't mean anything. It's not going to make a difference whether they get into the playoffs or not. But they're playing for pride in this rivalry, the 24th game between these two teams, and both teams really showing that they want to win this one.
Yeah. Yeah, this Fairfield-Sheraton game has always been a fun game, back when I coached. And we always enjoyed that game as coaches. And going over to Fairfield is always a fun environment to play in. And I always like their stadium over there. Kind of sits down in a hole. And fun place to play. But always kind of neat at night to watch all those bats come out of there. That big smoke tank.
I know. That is really something to see. I want to mention that and I'm going to try to work my way down through this, but a number of Sheraton seniors playing in their last game, including Hunter Storm and Jason Blue, Ben Barrett, Ben Kinnunen, Christian Bankston, Stephen McCurdy, back to pass. Now Baughman looking across the middle. He's got a man open. That's sure. He takes it at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, and Lang gets him out of bounds on the 1. Yeah, well, let's see where they're going to mark.
It'd be about the 6, I think.
The 6-yard line. So a huge pickup all the way down to the 6. And Derek Lang saves a touchdown at this point, at any rate. Alec Reynolds playing his last game here for the Chargers. Pavel Gabazov. Man in motion for the Trojans. They hand off the Dye. and he carries it up and gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it on that one. Tyler Nance, Timoveev, Zach McElroy playing in his last game. And did I miss anybody? I hope not. I didn't mean to if I did. But all those seniors playing in their last game at Reynolds Field and last time they were wearing it. And carries the ball into the end zone is the quarterback. And so Ballman takes it into the end zone and makes our score 27-28. And a 21-point lead has evaporated into a one-point lead with a very good kicker coming in with the possibility of tying this game up. Riley Hamill is the long snapper for the Trojans. The kick is up. Plenty of leg. It's good, and we've got a tie game, Scott.
Yes, we do. 11 minutes, 11:17 to go here. Stern's going to have to get some offense going and try to make some plays. See if we can get back on top here.
All right. They are throwing out little mini footballs right now. And Brittany White is down there in a banana costume. were you over at Mount Pleasant a few years ago, speaking of the banana costume? Maybe been right after you left the coaching staff. In the third quarter, a young man came out of the it was homecoming at Mount Pleasant, and a young man came out of the stands in a banana costume, jumped the fence and started running around the field. And all of a sudden, two other guys in gorilla costumes came running out on the field and chased him all over the place.
Yeah.
It was the funniest thing I ever saw. They went to the other side, jumped the fence, and ran over onto the other practice field. It was just hilarious.
Huh. No, I...
You don't remember? You would have remembered it. Hey, Brian, I think Brian was with me up in the booth when that happened. Remember when the big banana? Yeah, you remember that? Well, the kickoff goes to McCurdy. He picks it up at the 10, the 20, still on his feet, and he finally gets knocked down at about the 37-yard line. So now that's 37, 33-yard line. So they'll mark it first and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers. 11 minutes, 7 seconds left to play in this one. 28-28. Brian Storm of the Sports Backers has joined us up here in the booth now.
Cold outside, Mark.
Finally, are you wearing shorts? No. Gave up the shorts tonight. Handed off to Lang. Lang on that counter play cuts back and forth and back and forth and gets a one-yard gain after running about 40 yards. Second down and 9.
Yeah, the Fairfield defensive line has really done a good job here in the second half. They've owned the trenches.
They've picked it up.
Yeah.
They really have. Fairfield's made some good adjustments here in the second half. So now, trips right, pitch off to McCurdy, who follows him on the right side, and he's got some room to run, takes it up for a first down, and across the 45-yard line. He's going to mark it right on the 45. Going to be a first and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers. 28-28, 10 minutes and 26 seconds left to play in this one. You are listening to KIICradio.com, stream number 2, and KIIC Radio. Mark Feldman along with Scott Eddy at Reynolds Field. Final game of the season for the Sheraton Chargers. Chargers looking for win number 4, but they've got to put the ball in the end zone this time.
That was a nice job on that last play against Stephen McCurdy to the outside, and we just talked about the defensive line for Fairfield.
And both of the wide men, Kinnanen and Lang, both jumped into motion at the same time from opposite sides with each other. Both came to a complete stop. And did they?
Sheraton took a timeout.
Sheraton took a timeout rather than getting a flag on that one.
Yeah.
First time out of the second half. Tonight's game being brought to you by Hanson's Iowa Realty and by Belzer Equipment. I'm looking for the commercials to read. There we go. you can do the Belzer equipment.
You bet.
You have farmer type.
I do quite a bit of business at Belzer's. The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in the entwiner with a short feed supply, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle and ultimately saving your hay. Process what you want when you want and stretch your hay further throughout the year. We get a 2 yard loss there?
Yeah, I had a mouthful of pizza.
Okay.
So you were supposed to keep going on that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, about a 2 yard loss there on first down.
It was twins right, twins left. Man in motion, fake the handoff to Lang, and Christian took it up the middle, and just there was nowhere to go. And the middle of that line for Fairfield is really stiffened up here, so it brings up a second down and 11. Ball on the 44-yard line now, and what are they calling?
I think there's an equipment.
Okay.
One of the kids is adjusting a shoulder pad or something.
Trips to the right, wide left. Pistol formation, back to pass. Christian's looking for somebody, and he's in trouble, and he's going to get it thrown out of bounds, and I believe they're going to call. They didn't call anything.
No.
It was an incomplete pass.
Yeah. He was out of the pocket, so he was able to just throw it away.
Okay. I was afraid they were going to call a grounding again.
Yeah. No, he was outside of the pocket, so that's okay. It'll be 3rd and 11 here. Big play here for Sheraton.
I don't understand the logic of the rule of that, of why if you're inside the pocket it's grounding, but if you're outside it's not.
Well, I think it goes to the protection of the quarterback. You know, if you're outside the pocket and running away, and you know, you're kind of allowed to get rid of it.
Oh,
McCurdy was open there on a little dump pass and just tried running upfield before he caught the ball. Late fly comes in.
Yeah, and I mean it. I don't know what it is. We'll have to see. Hawkinson is talking to the official, but that wasn't the one who threw the flag. It was the referee, the white hat, that threw the flag, and now all the referees are getting together to talk this one over.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. Tonight's game brought to you by South Town Auto and by Midwest Heritage Bank.
The only thing I could think of is that T.J. Hawks was trying to block before the ball was snapped. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You called it.
Before the ball was caught. It's going to bring up 4th down as Fairfield declines it. 9:06 to go in the fourth quarter.
Yet another Foose joins us in the press box.
Family
reunion
here.
They
keep coming out of the woodwork. Well, if they keep bringing a suit, Mark, they can keep coming.
4th down and 11. And now a whistle again. So now here's the punt, and it's a great end-over-end punt by Charlie. It takes a bit of a bounce for Fairfield. It's down by Chase and Blue, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Fairfield. Starting from the 36-yard line, 1st and 10, ball on the 36. So 64 yards to go for a score with 9 minutes left to play here in this ball game. 28-28.
Yeah.
Oh, some really great games going on right now. Tied up down in Corden, 28-28 here. Oskies jumped out, though, 21-6. Everybody jumps on this one. Everybody jumped. The players all stood up, realizing that there was a mistake made, but they didn't call anything right away. And finally, the referee pulls out the yellow flag and drops it. That's kind of unusual.
Yeah, they all kind of looked at each other.
Maybe one of us ought to drop a flag on this one.
Yeah.
So move it back 5, 1st down and 15. Exciting game, but not a mistake-free game.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination. Back to pass, Bauman. He's got it. He's going deep, and
That was really good coverage by Aaron Kane.
It was. And everybody kind of held their breath wondering whether there was going to be a flag there. But he went up right at the right time. And the back judge came up and gave that safe signal that you see in baseball of incomplete pass. And brings up a second down and 15. 8 minutes, 49 seconds. Long time in the huddle.
Yeah, interesting to see Fairfield going back to the huddle. They've been running that hurry up most of the game, and now they're coming out of a huddle.
Ballman calls for the ball and goes across the middle.
Oh.
Wow. Alex Shear went up for the pass. The ball was out of reach for him, and he kind of ran right into, came forward into, was it Trevor or was that Tyler? Tyler Nance, and that looked like that hurt, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, Tyler's a pretty tough kid, I don't know.
Well, I was thinking more of Alex Shear, because right on that hip is where he came down on it. Okay, back to pass, over the middle. He was looking for number 9. That's Vince Horace.
He's going to bring out the punt team.
And so Sheraton holds them. Fourth down and 15. Ball back on the 31. 69 yards would have been to go for a score. And so now they'll bring it into punt. Haney is the punter. Has done a nice job, but not very high.
No.
There's no hang time at all.
No. Now, with the wind at his back, we'll see. He's done a lot of punting into the wind tonight. But
you're right. Most of it has been into the wind.
That wind last time, you know, really affected Charlie's punt when he punted for Sheraton.
Oh, so. Man. You're right. I did. That's a really good point. Long count. He gets it. And
pressure.
Oh, all
partially blocked.
Wow. Fantastic. And, in fact, Tyler Nance gets it. It's not even gets up to a first down. So, Sheraton will get the ball on the 44-yard line, yeah.
Yep.
44 yards to go for a score. They're into Fairfield territory already.
Nice play by Tyler Nance coming up the middle and blocking that punt.
Boy,
those are plays that you expect your seniors to make on senior night.
Well, at least hope they'll make.
Yeah.
And
yeah, if you want to have a chance to win, you're going to need your seniors to make plays. You know, even if you have a young team, your seniors are your leaders, and these Sheraton kids playing their last game tonight, you know, they definitely want to end their career with a win.
Now the pitch goes to McCurdy. He turns it on, takes it up the field, lays it down. He's got about a 5-yard gain on that one. We'll see where they mark it, but I think it's 5. Second down and 5. Now 8 minutes and 19 seconds to go in this game. 28-28. We are at Reynolds Field, Sheraton, and Fairfield, all knotted up at 28. Ball is spotted at the 37-yard line. Tyler Nance centers the ball. 2 men in the backfield along with the quarterback. They give it to the first man through is the little cannon, Ben Kennedon, and he gets wrapped up maybe a yard gain, 3rd down and 4.
Yeah, once again up the middle, still a pretty tough go.
Yeah, up the middle has been tough.
Those 2 tackles for Fairfield, the 2 kids inside have done a really good job here, especially in the second half of controlling that line of scrimmage.
Here's the long count. They're going to give it to McCurdy, who takes it around the right side. A little more success taking it to the outside. He's brought down by Alex Christensen. After picking up the first down, needed four, and got about 7. So ball is now on the 31-yard line, 7 minutes and 15 seconds. If we could eat up a lot of clock and then put it in the end zone, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Getting it in would be nice, but, yeah, eat some clock up would be a good thing, too.
Brett Scott, Riley Hamill, and Justin Leonard are the middle of that defensive line for Fairfield, and they've just in the second half been impossible.
Yeah, they have. And then they've been blitzing the linebackers a lot up the middle, too, and that's something Fairfield's done all year. Talking to the Sheraton coaching staff earlier today, they expected Fairfield to bring a lot of pressure from their linebackers, and they've done that a lot here in the second half.
Mason Ellis, Dakota Nye, and are the main linebackers. They've got Riley Hamill playing both places. So, so second down and 10 now as the first play goes nowhere. And fake the handoff. Now rolling to his left.
Oh.
The ball is put up. The intended receiver was, I believe, Hunter Storm. Almost picked off. It's going to bring up a third down and 10. 6:19. It stops the clock.
Yeah, it's a tough throw to make for Christian. He's rolling to his left.
That is hard.
For a right-handed quarterback, that's a pretty hard throw to make.
Easier for Bauman to make it as he rolls to his left.
That's that difference we talked about earlier, kind of flipping your play calling there.
Hawkinson in at the tight end position now. Moret is your man in motion. They're looking over to Kinnan. He's got the first down. He stays on his feet and into the end zone. Touchdown! High five right there. Ben Kinnan in the little cannon.
Let's
we got
fly.
Flag on the play after that one. Touchdown, Sheraton. Yumbo! Late flag. I think it's going to be an unsportsmanlike on Fairfield, but I'm not sure. We'll wait and see. So they're talking it over. You know, I don't mind to see this. Slows down the game a little bit. If you want to make the call, get the call right.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing, talking it over. They're going to now talk it over to Kurt Smizer. Now, if it was an unsportsmanlike after, will it be assessed? Well, let's see what's going on. Maybe. Yep, it is. The touchdown is good. Now, will they assess that, have to distance the goal, or will it be assessed on the kickoff?
I believe, if memory serves me right, that they'll get the choice and they'll probably take it on the kickoff.
Yeah, I would think so. And the banana carries the Charger flag down the... Brittany White's got a lot of school spirit. It seems to me, Scott, and you've been around as long as I have almost. About the same time?
Yeah, about.
Okay. I think that Sheraton's got probably more school spirit this year than I've seen since we were going undefeated in football.
No, and I, you know, I've always been a big fan of getting the football season off to a good start. As the kick is wide left, the extra point is no good. That's a pretty big miss there for the Chargers.
I think maybe they got a hand on it.
Yeah, they might have.
Okay, so 34-28 with 6:08.
But back to the school spirit, I think that's been a lot of fun to be around, and I give a lot of credit to the staff and especially the administration at the high school. I think they really care about our kids and you know, want everybody to be on the same page, and it's been a fun year, even though the football team has been more successful probably than in the last couple of years. Still not quite where they want to be, but the kids are excited. The pep rallies at school have been a lot of fun.
They have been. They've been really nice.
The kids have really been involved in everything, I always have had the idea that, you know, the football season kind of sets the tone for the whole year.
They are assessing it now on the kickoff. And so Sheraton will be kicking off from its own, no, from the 45.
Yep.
Now, do you pooch this one on the ground and try to get it onside?
Well,
or do you put it on
third? It's a six-point lead, and we've given up a lot of big plays tonight. You know, a push kick wouldn't really be that big of a deal here.
Barbed wire and lace at 1402 Court Avenue in Sheraton has clothing, jewelry, and accessories, and so much more to see. So much more to enjoy. Shop barbed wire and lace, and Scott, I think you need to take your wife there tomorrow.
Barbed wire and lace. I got to build a little fence tomorrow, so that sounds like a good place to go.
You can pick up the barbed wire, and she can pick up the lace.
Yeah.
And they boot this one deep right down to the 1 yard line where it is picked up. And take it out from there. That's number 10. Give me a name on that one. Number 10, is that Reed again?
Yep, that's Hunter Reed, or Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed. And they're going to be starting from a long way back with 6 minutes left to play in this ball game.
One of those sophomores we were talking about from Fairfield that's made some plays tonight.
I think it's going to be spotted on the 16-yard line, so they've got 84 yards to go. They've got 6 minutes to do it, and this is really huge. You already pointed out the last kick was they pass and they hand off up the middle off to the right side a little bit and pick up maybe 2 yards, second down and 8. But their kicker isn't automatic, but he's as close to automatic as you get. Let me see, on point afters, he is 29 attempts on the season.
Oh, that was nearly picked off by Derek Lang on the pass on this left side here.
Well, I was looking that up. I missed it there. So
just off his fingertips.
Third down and 8. But he's made then 26 out of 29 point after.
Yeah.
So he's as close to automatic as you get in high school.
Yeah, he's a pretty solid kicker.
So if they're
Fairfield have a bad one, they've always have a kicker. But yeah, that's.
I mean, my point is that if they score, it's.
Yeah, let's just hope we don't have to worry about that.
Right. So here we go. As Rahman goes to the left, he finds a man open across the middle. I believe that's Horace. And he's tackled short of the first down.
But the ball came out.
I think it did.
The ball came out.
And
Sheriff players are saying it's our ball.
Quinn Storm says it's Sheriff's ball, and the Zebras follow. I don't know who came up with it.
I think that was Tyler Nance getting over there getting the tackle. I don't know. It sure looked like a wrestler making the tackle. It was a nice little tackle.
And I think that might be Timo Vea that came up with the fumble. Boy, that's big. That is big. If we can run some time off the clock, or if we could put it in the end zone, that would be huge.
Yep. Nice job of Sheriff defense coming with a big turnover there. 5:18 to go here in the game. Sheriff up 34-28.
So, Sheraton comes up to the line. Another costly mistake by Fairfield. Man in motion is Lang. Fake the handoff to him. Fake the handoff to McCurdy, and Christian Bankson keeps it himself. Takes it across 20 to the 18. That's a pickup of about 4 yards on that one. Brings up a second down and 6. Now under 5 minutes to play. Whew, baby. This is a great football game that we're looking at.
Justin Sharp wanting to know what the score is. I just said it, Mr. Sharp. It's 34-28. In favor of the Chargers here with about 5 minutes to go.
Hand off to Kinnan. He takes it to the line, gets stopped, and then moves it around to the right side, takes it down there, and Ben picks up maybe a yard. Third down and 4 and 6.
Clock's down just inside 4.5 minutes. That score, once again, is 34-28, in case you didn't catch that.
6-point lead. Did I say the wrong score?
No, you're right.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp is wanting us to say the score more often. So we will differentiate between his needs.
We will differentiate. Man in motion. Hand off the ball. No, keep it to McCurdy. Thought they would give it to Lang. McCurdy takes it up the middle. He's going to be short of a first down, but he gets a pretty good gain of about 4 yards. Going to bring up a fourth down, long 2.
Yeah, this is a big deal here, obviously. This is ginormous.
Mr. Sharp, by the way, I give the score on every first down, so the longest we go without a score given is 4 downs. But that's okay.
Well, at least he's listening, right?
He's listening, that's right. Handoff, no, keeps it himself and tries to get it in and out of the hands of Hawkinson. And, I mean, Hawkinson went up good for it and tried it.
The ball
goes over on down.
Yeah, that was that little pop pass we tried earlier in the game, and Christian did a better job of throwing it up, but the defense was a lot better that time.
And Dwayne texts in, what's the score?
34-28 Sheraton.
34-28 Sheraton, but Fairfield has the ball with 3:20 left to play.
All 3 timeouts left, too.
And back to pass. Bauman, looks down the field, and Shearer goes up for it and comes down with nothing.
Nice defense by Derek Lang. you know, we need to get some pressure on the quarterback here. This freshman quarterback, it's a, you know, he's a good athlete, but you know, we're making him go 85 yards here, and if we can get pressure on him, that'll really help us out.
3:14 left to play. Oh man, I'm running out of words to say.
You can always tell.
I have a sore throat. 34-28. Back to pass. Boffman's got a man open, and wrapped up by Kane. It's going to be
really game.
Real close.
The 3rd and 5. You know, that's a play right there. We can give up a lot of. I mean, we got 5-yard plays over the middle of the field.
Yeah, and
we can give up a lot of those.
All right, we are under 3 minutes to play. It's a 4th down for Fairfield.
They're bringing out the punt team.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does, with under 3 minutes to go.
Wow. Okay, so under 3 minutes, our score 34-28, Fairfield with the ball, and Jonathan Haney back to punt. Got to watch for a fake one because this Haney kid can do it all.
Yeah, I think if you're going to fake it, you better have to go for it. You know, I mean, if
he kicks it straight up, not straight up, but and it takes a Fairfield bounce, it's going to go. Yeah, the bounce nearly as long as the kick was, and the ball is going to go be marked at the 41. We want to welcome our listeners live on the radio now at 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC, and I'm Mark Sullivan along with
Scott Eddy.
Our score is Sheraton 34, Fairfield 28. 2 minutes and 32 seconds left to play in this ball game, and it comes down to this: Sheraton needs to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, we don't want to have to punt into the wind here, and you know Fairfield just got a net of 40 yards on their last punt with the wind, so it's been a big deal here in the second half.
Score just in from Corden. The game is just over. HLV Victor wins it 38-30.
Bangston picks up about 3 on the keeper. It's going to bring up 2nd and 7.
And
almost maybe 4, maybe about 2nd and 6.
And that keeps the clock going, though.
Yeah. Well, they called a timeout.
Oh.
They have 3. Now they have 2 left. We'd like to thank some of our sponsors again here tonight. Bingham Construction, CNC Cycle in Sheraton on Highway 34, Hammer Medical Supply, Belzer Equipment, the Lucas County Health Center, Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton football on Thunder Country, KIIC. So Fairfield under timeout here with 2:24 to go. Sheraton's leading 34-28. It'll be 2nd and about 6 on Sheraton's own 44-yard line when play resumes.
This has been a honey of a ball game. Actually, I was texting my wife saying, turn on the radio because we don't have internet at home right now. turn on the radio because we're actually on Thunder Country live, which is just great. Albia finishes a perfect season as they head into the playoffs. Christian Bankson, the quarterback, from the pistol, twins right, hand off to McCurdy, both arms around the ball, cuts it up the field, and they're trying to strip the ball out of his arms as he goes into a first down. They could have stopped him short of the first down, but they were busy trying to strip the ball, and I don't blame them. I'm not saying that's wrong on their part.
That's a tough play by Stephen McCurdy, and that's just a senior, you know, wanting to get the job done there. He should have been stopped a yard short, but he got about 3 more yards after contact. And,
okay. Now, let me ask you this, Coach.
Yeah.
In the huddle, you know, they took a timeout. Do they say, are they telling the boys to strip the ball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, turnover is a big deal. But at the same time, you got to make the play because first down and the game's over. So, you know, you're telling the kids to you know, you got to stop the guy first. But the second and third guy there, you're going after the ball.
Twins right, wide left, hand up to McCurdy again, up the middle. and he's going to be down after about a two and a half yard gain, and the clock keeps.
Fairfield will take another timeout.
Every time I say the clock keeps going, the clock stops. And so is another timeout taken by Fairfield. Tonight's game being brought to you by Water Auto, and by Diane Co. Sporting Goods in Centerville, by the Felderman family, Ben Franklin, and the north side of the Sheraton Square by Mac Hardware, who's having quite a sale tomorrow, and a free lunch. So if you have time to head out to Mac Hardware, they've got a representative from Milwaukee Tools there. Join Marshall Felderman and the folks at First Baptist Church for Sunday service this Sunday, also celebrating the fact that that Marshall's been the pastor there for a year now, so this big Sunday for him. So get out. That'd be a great. You're welcome to come, Scott.
Yeah,
bring the family. Hy-Vee here in Sheraton is sponsoring tonight's game.
Yep.
Barbed wire and lace, Northridge Living Center, and did I just say the Sheraton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center? Second down and 8, ball on the 45. Man in motion is Derek Wang. There's the snap, handoff to McCurdy up the middle again. He keeps going, and they're trying to strip the ball again, and he's down, brings up a third down. He picks up about 2, maybe 3 on that one, 2 they're going to give him. So third down and 6. And again, the offensive line of the Sheraton Chargers, anchored by center Tyler Nance, really doing a nice job. Trevin Nance, the left guard, Evan Havoc off to left tackle. Right guard is Alec Reynolds, and right tackle is Chase Altenhoffen. It's a timeout on the field called by Fairfield. They feel like they need to get the stop here, and they have to if they want to have any chance of getting anything going in this game. You know, somebody who we did mention on the senior list, number 12, Connor Gugrich.
Yep.
Not playing in tonight's game, broken foot. Wanted to play really bad tonight, but just couldn't get the permission to do that. So there you go. It is Twins right, wide left. Hunter Storm and Derek Lang on this side. They're going to hand off to McCurdy. He's going to take it forward. It's going to be close to first down, but I think it's going to be short.
Yeah, it looks like about third and 1.5.
Fourth down and 1.5. So, and under, minute 15 left to play. Sheraton will take plenty long in the huddle as they'll talk this one over here.
They'll let it run down and call a timeout here. I think that's what Coach Smizer's looking to do. So.
Wow, okay.
Coach Snook's keeping an eye on the game clock, and they'll call timeout right at the last second here. And
they've already told the referee, don't call us for wait till it heads down to this time, and then take the timeout. And they blow the whistle with 50.1 seconds left to play in this one. So hey, Belzer Equipment has this piece of equipment that you were telling about, and not being a farmer. You want to explain this to me? What that is? No, seriously.
It's a bale processor. So what it does is it processes the hay, grinds it up so the hay's grinds the stems up so the cattle eat more of the hay, which the way hay the cost of hay today it's a big savings. If you get the cattle to eat more of the hay, so they're a machine that can save you a lot of money if.
Nice
operator, they'll save you a lot of feed costs. Are a big deal for the cattle farmer today, so those bale processors are pretty handy, and they carry a nice variety of those and a lot of nice premier hay equipment over there. That
where is there?
It's right on Highway 34 on the west side of town, okay. Just across from the Hy-Vee.
All right.
Yep. Also still in your Holland tractor. So. Yep.
Very good. So Belzer Equipment, been a great sponsor of Sheraton football all season long. Appreciate that a whole lot. Twins right, wide left, fourth down and 2. This is huge. If Sheraton can get it, they give it to McCurdy. He's wrapped up, and I don't think he's going to get it.
Nope.
So with 44 seconds left in this ball game, Fairfield will take over. They have no timeouts left. Sheraton has one timeout left. Sheraton up by 6.
34-28, yep.
Sheraton up by 6, 34-28, and they have a Mr. Automatic extra point kicker. So giving plenty of room, plenty of cushion on this one. Back to pass. Bauman looking. He puts this one up in the air, and it is almost picked off by Derek Lang. So it's going to bring up a second down with 39 seconds left to play. Again, our score, Sheraton 34, Fairfield 28. Second down and 10, ball on the 40-yard line. 60 yards to go for a score. Fairfield needs a touchdown and an extra point. Touchdown to tie it, the extra point would win it.
You know, Sheraton would have got a first down there. That wouldn't have fit this game, the way this game has gone, and been kind of an exciting game tonight.
Yeah.
We just had to keep it going.
Had to keep this thing going here. You're right. Plenty of time left. Back to pass. Bauman, rather. And he finds Haney. Haney takes it in for a first down. Brad Kretzinger does a nice job of making the shoestring tackle on him. Knocks him down. It's a first down, about 11-yard gain, 12-yard, 13-yard gain. The ball goes into Sheraton territory on the Sheraton 48. Back to pass. This time it's a screen pass to the far side and knocked out of bounds. Jonathan Haney.
I tell you what, this Fairfield left tackle, Brett Scott, has done an excellent job. Pavel Garber's up tonight blocking him. Pavel's had a lot of success this year getting to the quarterback and hasn't had a lot of kids that can block him, you know, and he's just really done a good job of blocking Pavel tonight.
Second down and 5. I love it that you see that stuff, Scott. That's awesome. No, really. That's a nice job.
20 seconds left here.
Cody Kraft centers the ball. He's done a great job at center. No bad snaps. Back to Bauman. Bauman, the lefty, puts it up high. He's looking and almost taken out of the air by Derek Lang. He was looking for, I believe it was for Alex Shear. And so brings a third down and 5. Do you go for the first down? 14 seconds, or you got?
I think you pretty well have at least 2 plays left anyway, you know. So no timeouts here.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to get any more plays if you get a first down anyway.
Trips left. Back to pass. Bauman. Looking downfield, it's incomplete.
No, he fell down. That was a good no call, but I was afraid they were going to call that there.
Alex Shearer was the intended receiver. That ball falls incomplete. It should. Fourth down.
9.8 seconds left.
Fourth down and 5.
Sheraton leading 34-28.
Wow.
On the 41-yard line.
This has been a great, great game.
Well, for these seniors, they couldn't ask for a more exciting way to end their career here. And hopefully, hopefully the last play of the game.
Here we go. Back to pass. Bauman looking downfield. Pavel Gorbachev almost gets it. And it's incomplete pass. Quinn Storm breaks it up. 4 seconds left on the clock. Sheraton will take over. All they have to do is take a knee, and they'll come away with a 6-point lead, 6-point win. Just don't fumble the ball.
Yeah.
Give us a good snap.
Yeah, we'll surely just go. We haven't gone under center all night, but I think we'll surely go under center here.
Sheraton's talking it over. On change of possession, the clock doesn't start till the snap. So,
right.
No, they're staying in the pistol.
The shotgun, yeah, that's
okay. Hunter Storm in to protect his quarterback, takes the knee, 2-1, and that's the ball game. And the Sheraton Chargers end the game with a nice win over the Fairfield Trojans. The Trojans coming across, good sportsmanship all the way. Shaking hands, and our final score, Sheraton 34, Fairfield 28, a 6-point win for the Sheraton Chargers. That takes their season total to 4 wins and 5 losses. the Fairfield Trojans end the season with the same record, but Fairfield will be going to the playoffs out of District 7, while Sheraton will be staying home out of District 8. Scott, you want to add anything onto that? Who would you say T.J. Hawkinson just had an awesome game?
Yeah, I think Tyler Nance had a pretty good game,
yes,
too. And I think, you know, Stephen McCurdy didn't have a lot of yards, but he ran really hard.
And held on to the ball.
Shot up a lot of clock in the fourth quarter. And, you know, this senior class here is, they're a fun group of kids, I know, in the classroom and on the athletic fields and, you know, on the wrestling mat. They're a fun group of kids. And it's good to see those kids in their career with the win tonight. They've been a fun group of kids to teach and coach and be around.
The Sheraton Chargers come over in front of the stands and sing that national anthem. The school song.
It should be the national anthem.
Should be the national anthem tonight, huh? And a great job. I want to give a shout-out to Quinn Storm, also was in on a lot of plays.
Yep.
And we got to tip our hat to Jonathan Haney,
yep,
who just played an awesome game as well. And who was that lineman you said?
That Brett Scott, the left tackle.
Scott.
Yeah, he
had
a nice job.
Had a great game. And the Sheraton line overall really did a really good job.
Yep.
And we want to say goodnight to our seniors one last time, playing their last game here at Sheraton High School, Reynolds Field. Hunter Storm, Chasen Blue, Ben Moret, Ben Kinnanen, Connor Gugrich, Christian Bankson, Stephen McCurdy, Alec Reynolds, Pavel Garbazov, Tyler Nance, Timo Timofeyev, Zach McElroy. Great job, seniors. Great job. I hope I didn't miss anybody. Congratulations to Coach Smizer and his staff on a good win. Head coach Kurt Smizer, assistant coaches Lee Kane, Bob Kane, Tracy Hall, Josh Snook, and Keegan Smith, and Lee Sandy, who's recuperating up in the hospital tonight. I want to thank Scott. Scott Eddy did a great job tonight. I really appreciate you filling in tonight. Thank Brian Storm, who's helped us out this season, and, of course, Dwayne Johnson, doing a great job all season long as well, listening in tonight from Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks to Joe Millage and the whole staff at KIIC. Thanks to Jim Frank, doing a good job. Thanks to our sponsors, Bingham Construction, CNC Cycle, Community First Credit Union, First Baptist Church of Russell, Hammer Medical, Hanson Realty, and Belzer Equipment,
Johnson Machine Works, Judd's Ranch House, Lucas County Health Center, Mac Hardware, Moto Inn in Knoxville, Pipers,
Red Hawk Realty, Smith Body Shop, Waters Auto in Indianola, Danco Sporting Goods, Felderman Family, Ben Franklin, and the Sheraton IV.
Northridge Living Center, Sheraton Nursing and Rehab, Barbed Wire and Lace, Midwest Heritage Bank, Southtown Auto, the Ma and Pa Convenience Store at the junction of Highway 34 and 65, Piercebacher Funeral Home, and Windstream.
And when you get the chance to patronize these people who've sponsored the Sheraton Chargers all season long, you know, it's great to go in and tell them thank you for sponsoring Charger football and many will charge the other Charger sports that are carried on KIIC. Thanks, too, to KIIC for carrying the Chargers all season long, as well as several other teams around the area just doing a great job on Friday Night Lights. So, again, for Scott Eddy, for Jim Frank, for Brian Storm, for Dwayne Johnson, this is Mark Felderman saying, hey, till next season, hey, we'll see you in church. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.